times. What? The banana bank is open, and it's your time to shine.
Oh,
money is back.
And 95.3 Gorilla invites you to enter the banana bank and grab as much cash as you can.
Listen weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 for your chance to win massive amounts of money.
Three times a day. You can guess if the price of bananas will go up or down.
If you're right, you win. You can keep the cash or keep on playing.
If you're right three times in a row, we'll hit you with a big banana bank bonus.
Woo! Oh my God.
And a chance to win a life-changing amount of money.
But watch out.
Watch out.
A single wrong answer gets you kicked right out of the bank.
You could win hundreds or even thousands of dollars.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
With 95.3 Gorilla's Banana Bank. Full contest details at 95.3Gorilla.com. Good luck.
All right, y'all ready?
Good Thursday morning.
Good Thursday morning.
Welcome to the show.
What is this?
It's the next big thing.
Whatever it is, it better be good.
And
they better entertain me.
I entertain y'all, so entertain me.
Are you ready?
Let's start the show. Let's get this thing started.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Here comes the entertainment. All right, let's do it. Welcome on in. It's Ryan in the morning on 95.3. And here's what's going on today. It's Tiki Thursday at the Shuckers. Yeah, tomorrow's Fireworks Friday. Saturday, Shuckers Masters-themed golf hat giveaway. And Sunday is Family Sunday with Shuckers-themed Croc Charms giveaways to the first 500 fans under the age of 14. You can win tickets for the Shuckers all week long right here on 95.3. Pedal in the Pass is coming up tonight, 6 p.m. at War Memorial Park in Past Christiane. They have a Dutch treat dinner. You can stop after the ride at downtown restaurants. The Kitten and Puppy Shower happening Saturday 1 to 3 at the Humane Society of South Mississippi in Gulfport. Art in the Pass is happening this weekend at War Memorial Park in Past Christiane. That's a fine arts festival. Long Beach Radish Festival is coming up Saturday from 9 to 2 downtown with food vendors, music, and more. The U.S. Modified Touring Series happening Saturdays at Mitchell's Motorplex in Perkinston. The Rat Rod Festival coming up Saturday at Gulfport Dragway with racing, Rat Rod shows, mini bike race of death, and more. That sounds like fun. And the Louisiana Crawfish Cook-Off, Saturday 11 to 5 at Fritchie Park in Slidell. Those are just some of the events coming up over the next few days right here on the coast. If you have something going down that you want us to know about so we can tell everybody, you can always hit us on social or at 95.3Gorilla.com.
Attention, cash alert, cash alert, cash alert. Break into the banana bank on 95.3Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing, breaking into the banana bank?
What are you doing?
Good morning. You're on Gorilla. Who's this?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. You're caller 10. Ready?
Yes.
Let's go. Jessica, what town are you in?
Moss Point.
Awesome. I have $4,000 in the bonus round for you if you can get there. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, Jessica, here we go. We're going to open up the banana bank at $100 this morning. Is the price going to go up or is it going to go down? What are we thinking?
Up.
Up. The banana bank is going up to $250. Jessica, $250. You get to keep this money or keep playing. What do you want to do? It's $250.
I want to keep the money.
You want to keep the money? Are you sure?
No, but yes.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to get the $4,000. I already know it.
Oh, come on. You could try. You sure? I got this cash for you. You want
nope,
the cash?
Nope. Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Let's do
I
it.
I do, but nope. We're doing $250.
$250. Jessica, you got the cash from 95.3. Congratulations!
I love y'all, Ryan. Thank you.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
We're talking about positive affirmations today, and I can't believe we're actually doing this, because if you know anything about me, you know that I do not believe in any of this stuff, okay? But apparently, researchers say people who think positive thoughts and who are generally happy, more than not, have a better shot at good things happening to them. Or at least a better shot of bad things not happening to them. How about we say it that way? And the science behind this is if you're positive, if you're happy, maybe your blood pressure's a little lower, maybe you don't sit around and stress about stuff. Maybe just generally you might be a little bit happier, a little bit healthier. So I want to know, here's our question today. I'd be happier if blank. What would make you happier? Monica's up first. Monica, what would make you happier?
If I was debt-free.
That's such a good one. Do you have a mountain of debt right now?
Yes.
All right, you know what? Don't feel bad about that. I'm not Dave Ramsey or anything, but trust me, chip away at it, get that number down, because then when you're debt-free, I just became debt-free last year myself, and you know what? It feels awesome, because now you can get more debt.
Yeah, exactly right.
I'm only sort of kind of kidding. What would make you happier? I would be happier if what? Who's next?
if I was rich.
Oh, Josh, dude. Yeah, me too. See, I am debt-free, but I'm not rich. Or rich by, you know, rich standards. How much money do you want?
Just enough to be comfortable.
Sure. I mean, I don't know if that's rich. Having enough money to be comfortable is, you know, it's a little bit, but not like billions, right? We're not talking billions.
Now, after you put it that way, maybe I'd have to go with the filthy rich part then.
Yeah, so you know what? Instead of a couple hundred grand, you want billions.
No.
Sure.
you.
Yeah, right. Just, yeah, okay. See, knew that was coming. See, once you start talking people through that, their answer changes. Time for a couple more. What would make you happier? I would be happier if what?
If I didn't have to work.
Oh, yeah. See, I was waiting for this one. You have a job you love. You never work a day in your life. If you're a radio DJ, it's never work. You get to play amazing music all day long and talk about stupid stuff like this. One more. What's something that you would love to have that would make you happier?
I'd be happier if I was 25 pounds lighter.
Dude, double it and now we're talking. Me too.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Nikki Glaser raising more than a few eyebrows when she went on Call Her Daddy and said this the other day.
In a relationship, I don't really care if my boyfriend were to hook up.
Okay, I read about that.
Yeah,
we need to talk about that.
But that is not a two-way street. Like, I'm not someone who likes to hook up when I'm in a relationship. I'm not really, like, I don't really care about that. But I don't care if someone else were to.
Hold on.
In fact, I, like, kind of like it. It's kind of, it's a problem, I think.
Yeah. No, we need to talk about this.
Yikes. Would you ever go on a podcast and say something like that? It's a different breed, right? Different breed of people. Not for me. Meanwhile, over at Late Night on Colbert, Oprah spilled her guts about Paul McCartney.
I've had every dream in my life come true, I have to say. I mean, I grew up reading Maya Angelou, and then she became a friend. So everything that I've ever wanted or dreamed came true, except I did not marry Paul McCartney. Now,
well, that was your dream?
Was that my dream? I was the only girl in my neighborhood who collected Beatle cards. I love the Beatles. Of course, Paul was my favorite Beatle.
Sure is a kid.
And I used to try to make him think of me. I used to, like, wake in the morning and I'd stand on the stairs and I'd say, think of me. And then when I first interviewed Paul McCartney years later, I said, my first question to him was, all those years, I was 14 and I was thinking of you, did you ever once think of me?
Wow, that's actually really kind of funny. And Jimmy was talking about the Pope meeting some special visitors at the Vatican yesterday.
Today, Pope Leo caught up with the Harlem Globetrotters. There he is. There's Holy Moses Malone spinning a ball on his finger. Never has a scene at the Vatican felt more like an episode of The Love Boat than that.
Checking some box office numbers, Super Mario World Galaxy is still the number one movie at the box office, followed very closely by Project Hail Mary. That's what's up in showbiz today. Happy Thursday.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
On this date, April 9th, 1977, ABBA went number one on the U.S. singles chart with what song? Oh, come on. It would be a crime if you got this wrong. ABBA went number one in 1977 on this date. With what song? I'm going to tell you in less than a minute. On this date in 1953, the TV Guide published its very first issue.
Hey, look! Look, a TV Guide owned by Jackie O!
Oh, you should see the crossword puzzle. She thought that Mindy lived with Mark.
Give her a break. Her husband was killed.
Oh, I know. Wasn't that awful?
There's always a Simpsons clip for everything. You know, they still print the TV Guide? Yeah, you can still have it shipped right to your house. I bet they do that for the nursing homes. Couple of birthdays to celebrate. Kristen Stewart, K-Stu, is 36 today. Of course, you know her from Twilight. Yep. And Cynthia Nixon, C-Nix, I don't think anybody calls her that, is 60 today. Of course, Sex and the City and all the other credits to Cynthia's name. And April 9th is National Winston Churchill Day. I don't know why we have a National Winston Churchill Day in the U.S., but why not? Winston was great.
Okay, hey, everyone, it's time for my one-man show. Winston Churchill, we hardly knew ye. Okay, act one. I'm Winston Churchill. Ooh, would you like some tea? I would because I'm Winston Churchill. Would you like a crumpet? I would because I'm Winston Churchill.
What would we do without The Family Guy and without The Simpsons? We just wouldn't be able to make it through life every day, right? Okay, here's the answer to our question. I hope you got this right. On this date, April 9th, 1977, what song went number one? Oh, come on. There was only one answer to an ABBA song from 77 that hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Dancing Queen hit number one today, 49 years ago. There's your flashback freakout. Happy Thursday. It's April 9th.